Empire Radio. Radio. About to commence.
Yeah, good morning. Welcome to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Good morning. It is November the 4th. I'm not even, you know, I can't even say what happened to October. But, hey, Bob, Halloween's over, right?
Sir, yes, sir.
All right, take off the mask. It's our phone lines here, 605-45. You know what? That is so bad and so old. But, you know.
It, they still do it, don't they?
They still do it.
Yeah.
Hey, our phone line's here, 605-4567. Bob, are we up on KCNR in the chat room?
Checking that right now. Streaming appears to be running.
Streaming's running. And is our chat room up? It's always well to start off with all the parts working.
I've heard that.
Okay. You know, we've got a real interesting show today. We have our guest co-host. Do we have him set up here? We have our guest co-host, John Dixon. Good morning, John.
Good morning, Carl, and good morning to the listening audience up in greater Northern California. Welcome to KCNR 1460 Radio, and we're going to have a good show today.
John's been one of our frequent callers. We've known John for a few years here, and when I said we're taking guest co-host on Thursdays, he wrote in. I've got four or five others that are lined up here. But if you want to be a guest co-host here, and join our madness with Bad Bob and me on Thursdays, the only thing you have to do is send an email to carl@kcnr1460.com and say, hey, I want to be a guest co-host, and tell me, and then just tell me why you want to be a guest co-host. And you have to be able to put up, like I said, with our madness, you have to be able to read. I don't care if your lips move or not, but you have to be able to read that way. So just because I hand you things and say, you know, for you to read instead of me reading. Let's start out with the weather today, though. Right now it's 51 degrees, and we're having sounds coming in from John's computer. 51 degrees. It's going to be mostly sunny, 80 degrees today. You know what? It's been a beautiful week. We went for a ride yesterday for a little bit. Partly cloudy tonight, low 54. Friday, mostly sunny, a high of 71, starting to cool off. Saturday, partly sunny, 65. Saturday night, looks like we're going to get some rain. Sunday, showers, high of 55. So get all those things done before Friday evening if you've got things you have to do outside. And just kind of enjoy the rain this weekend. And with the showers, they got a chance of precipitation on Sunday is 80%. Saturday night, about 60%. There you go. Hey, you know, the election's over. The results are in. And there are a couple of surprises here. Right here in Shasta County. Proposition 19 went down with a resounding thump in California. But not right here in Shasta County. It passed easily, John.
It did indeed. Some of the things that did get voted on and supposedly changed haven't really changed. Interesting that the city council has remained virtually unchanged. Jones, Vassetti, and Stiegel has become Jones, Vassetti, and Sullivan. Mary resigns and Francie has taken her place, and barely a skip will take place after the swearing in.
Well, you know, Francie has said... on the show, she said it, and in an interview, she has said, is that there's got to be changes. But it's after negotiations. It may even be over a period of decades or a decade, because she said it took a long time to get us here, and we shouldn't be making any bold steps. I don't know if she used the word bold, but big steps.
Well, no,
right at the beginning.
No doubt something has to happen in the city council production. I mean... will the somewhat dysfunctional voting outcomes change? It will be interesting to see how things turn out from here on.
I think there's still going to be a 3-2 many times. I think the A and B. You know, the thing about that's you know, a little worrisome there is I think the A and B were there specifically, non-binding, but they were there to put in what do the voters think about the city employees paying CalPERS and then being invested into the healthcare system. Excuse me. And resoundingly, I mean 65 on A and 70 on B, a percent of the voters. It wasn't like a 50-49. It wasn't a, you know, a 51-48, you know, whatever. It was tons. It wasn't even close.
Absolutely no question as to the way the people wanted to go on this.
And yet, you know, and you can look at it in different ways about what does that mean? It, you know, to Bassetti and Jones, they're saying it's really clear that the people have spoken and that, you know, that the ballot measures, as Jones says, passed overwhelmingly. It sends a strong message to the unions that this is the direction the public wishes to go, and we will do it. There should be no confusion now about that direction. That's a direct quote from Patrick Jones, and this is out of the Record Searchlight. Francie Sullivan, on the other hand, said the city must still bargain any changes to benefits packages with employees despite voter approval measures A and B. Nothing really changes, Sullivan said. The measures aren't binding.
They aren't binding, but
the process, according to our rules, you have to negotiate those changes. That's what's needed. That is what is needed to be done before, and that is what needs to be done now. Man, she's right. She is completely right.
Absolutely. But it's a mandate of the people as to the direction they want the city council to go in their negotiations and their position on how they want things run in this city. Whether or not it does have to be negotiated, which it does, there's contracts outstanding. What else can we do?
Oh, yeah. And so then it becomes then we get into the negotiations.
Good question. Do you think that the tone of some of those commercials, the more infamous commercials, did more harm than good for the cause of the representation unions?
Okay, this is my opinion. I think one of the commercials caused such consternation, and that was from the IBEW, about calling it, you know, accusing Jones and Bassetti of, you know what, they didn't say this. But they called it Bassetti's Highway, Bassetti's Baseball Stadium. And there was a lot of things being said that you could say, well, you know, I'm not sure if that one's exactly right. I'm not sure if that one's exactly right. But that one brought enough attention to everybody. You know, the Record Searchlight had something on it. We had something on it.
The political license taken
and
the hyperbole was just out of range.
You know,
it was wrong.
Well, we have a guest that can use the word hyperbole, and he does it naturally. Hey, we got to take a break here. Carl and Linda Bott, and Linda is, of course, she's getting ready for her show tonight. She's on assignment. She's got a big show coming tonight on the spot with Linda Bott starting at 6 p.m. So join us. This is KCNR 1460 The Home of Free Fire Media. Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio. KCNR 1460, Carl and Linda Bott. Linda's on assignment. Our guest co-host today is John Dixon.
Good morning again. Welcome back.
This portion of the show is brought to you by BNT Satellite. Right off Airport Road, 244-1988, Doug Tooley puts in a dish network. He does great work. He uses local people. If you want to make a phone call if you want to talk to him or you want to talk to anybody, that 244-1988 goes to a local person and not someone who lives in a country thousands of miles away, over water, that doesn't know where Sacramento is. So, Doug Tooley guarantees his work, too, and we had him put in our satellite system, and it's been working great. So, our guest is Barbie Olson. Barbie is here to talk about an afternoon tea for the HIV Food Bank.
Morning, Carl. How you doing? Yeah. Morning, John.
Good morning, Barbie. How are you this morning?
How you doing?
I'm doing pretty good. You guys get up early.
Well, you know, just because we're standing here doesn't necessarily mean we're all here. Tell us about what's going on with the afternoon tea.
Well, this Saturday we're having an afternoon tea and charity fundraiser. We have a silent auction going on. We got some great items that were donated by the community. And it all works to help support the HIV Food Bank here in Shasta County that serves Shasta, Tehama, and Trinity counties with a unique dietary menu and home delivery. And so we want to support them since they lost 75% of their funding with the economic downturn. So we got a bunch of community members got together and said, hey, we need to do this as a community and support this service. So we're creating our first annual afternoon tea down at the atrium this Saturday from 2 to 4. And tickets are $15 and are available over at Shasta Arts Council or at the Cascade Theater.
Okay, and And all the money is going to go to assist in the food bank, right?
This is a great organization because this is a 100% volunteer organization, and donations go 100% to serve the food bank. There isn't any administration cost because we all volunteer our services. So this is a really unique situation, you know.
Very admirable.
Thank you.
Okay, how many people do y'all help, would you say, a year?
We serve between 50 and 78. We've gone as high as a little over 100. Back in the original days when we first started. Right now, we're increasing numbers because with the cutback, people are running out of food, and we help assist because they all have dietary issues as this chronic illness attacks their hearts and their livers and various parts. So we have a lot of diabetics. We have a lot of heart conditions. So we serve probably, right now, we're probably averaging about 73, I think, a month.
Barbie, do you have anything to do with the medical support for them, for the pharmaceuticals and things like that? Do you provide any services for that?
No, we're strictly a food bank. There are some services in town that do that, but that's not our entity. We really just serve. The two things that we really do is the food and the home delivery, but we also are a social group because we also serve a lunch on days of food bank, a hot lunch. And so that's the one-time opportunity that we can get general information out. Caseworkers often come in, talk to their clients, and they get to socialize about new news that's coming out about HIV or activities.
Do you have an on-staff dietitian, or do you consult with somebody who is a qualified dietitian for these meals?
We have a connection to CARES, which is the only dedicated HIV medical facility in, I believe, this west side of the United States. It's down in Sacramento. They have a dietitian that's available, a certified nutritionist, and she and I, we work together.
On
through.
Call to
yeah,
you.
And she, right now, we're not having her in because we're having some construction at the food bank, but we're setting up a laptop virtual meeting so that they can ask questions of that dietitian and have discussions during lunch.
So what we can all do to help is come out to the lunch?
Yes, come on out to the tea. Enjoy our tea. Have a few crumpets. You know, a couple scones.
Those crumpets, are those things you hit with a golf club?
I don't know. You know, I'm not in charge of the
okay.
food part.
Right.
Well, you know, it sounds like, again, that Reading's reaching out to people. And, you know, it is. It's a tough time of the year. You know, just today I saw that, you know, the building starts for new homes for October with zero. And okay, and I don't want to make this into a political thing, so I won't because we're talking about the afternoon tea. But
don't get me started.
Don't get you started. Okay, Barbie, one more time, where can people, can they buy, can they just show up with stuff or just show up for the tea and pay there or?
Well, we'll have some tickets on sale there, but they're been on sale now for a couple weeks at the Cascade
okay.
and at the Shasta Arts Council.
And you just asked to go down there and just say, hey, I'd like to get a ticket for the afternoon tea.
Yeah, you can't miss us in the atrium. We'll be kind of taking up the whole space and we're going to have some servers and some maitre d's that'll help get you where you need and help people sit and take care of them. We're hoping to have a real elegant event, so it'll be fun. And we also want to encourage them that once they're done with the tea, we're a community activated group that we go out, we're encouraging them to go out and look at the downtown merchants and start working on their shopping list for the holidays.
Barbie, do you accept food donations from the public or?
Yes.
Okay, at your site there on Enterprise.
Hey, you know what? If you call us, and unfortunately I don't have the phone number right with me.
You'll come
We'll
pick
it up. We'll do whatever we need to help these guys.
Okay, the day one more time.
Saturday. November 6th. It's from 2 to 4 down at the atrium, which is 1670 Market Street, right down here in the downtown promenade.
Sounds like a good deal. I think everybody, you know, come on down, go to the Cascade, go to the Arts Council, get your tickets. Starts at 2 o'clock. It's for a good cause. It's helping people that need help. Barbie, thank you so much for what you do.
Thanks for your support, you guys. I've really appreciated it.
Yeah, no problem.
Pleasure to talk to you, Barbie.
Thanks, John.
This is Carl and Linda Bott. Linda's on assignment. John Dixon is our guest co-host today. Join us after these messages. Welcome back to Free Fire Radio. Carl and Linda Bott. KCNR 1460. Your phone line's here, 605-4567, and we're chatting. Is that correct there, Bob?
Yes, John? The chat room is up.
Chat room is up. Start something.
Wide open.
Start a fight in there, John.
All right.
Okay. It's 51 degrees. It's going to be 80 degrees today. It's going to be a beautiful day. Brought to you by, the weather's brought to you always by, Anselmo Vineyards. Great place to eat. Lunch, dinners. There's music this weekend with Candace Lavosi on Friday. And great harpist. Probably maybe one of the best in the United States will be there. And Rick Hill playing the guitar. And, you know, Rick, it's too bad that Rick works at a regular job because he could make a great living off just playing the guitar. That's in Selma Vineyards. It's about a 12-minute drive up from Palo Cedro. Let's go up and visit him. We have our guest on. Good morning.
Good morning, Carl.
And we're talking about a fundraiser for and with the Mountain Men here.
Well, the Northern Free Trapper Muzzleloading Club out of Cottonwood, Anderson, Redding. We're having a benefit for Sarah Pate.
And this is and Sarah is a young lady who is a very courageous young lady. Is that correct?
Yes, she is. This is our 16th annual supporting of selecting a candidate. Sarah is our candidate this year. She's 17 years old and has Hodgkin's lymphoma. She's currently at the UCSF for testing. She's had 3 bone marrow transplants, and the last being from her sister. Doctors are hoping it will work. Sarah is hoping to return to school if her blood count improves. She was an honor roll student and an outstanding attitude.
Well, now tell us what's going on this weekend.
Well, we're a Black Powder Club, and for 16 years we've selected a candidate each year, and we've had a yard sale, and then we've had a Black Powder one-day shoot with tri-tip dinner and baked beans, or chili beans. And it's 9 miles out Gas Point Road, off Interstate 5, 2 miles past the turnoff to West Valley High School. You look for Ponder on the right side, the road called Ponder Way on the right side, left side, and the next one on the right side is Two Feathers. You go through the gate and go in a mile and a half to the range site. There'll be signs showing the way in.
Now, do we have these? Is there a phone number or a little website that people can just go to so they can get that?
Well, we have 2 phone numbers that you can go through, get a hold of. It's the president, John Heinold, me. 347-3212, and the bourgeois is Bill Correll. He's 921-3903.
Now, John, it's Bob Belongi. I had the pleasure of coming out a couple of years ago and covering the event. Now, while this is not a rendezvous per se, there will be quite a few people in period dress, and that makes for some interesting visuals, correct?
Correct. This year, with the weather and everything like it is, it's dubious that there'll be too many people in costume, but our spring shoot, we're all in costume. We have fire start and several other things. This event here will have all of these are Black Powder rifles and pistols being shot.
Okay,
and shooting at silhouettes.
And again, what day and what time does it start?
It's November the 6th, which is Saturday.
Saturday.
The range will open at 8 a.m. or earlier.
Okay.
And it'll close at 3:30 p.m. where the people can get the shooter's cards and judge for who's first place. We're shooting for certificates for turkeys.
Uh-huh.
And then the meal started at about 3 o'clock.
Okay.
And like I say, it's tri-tip and chili beans.
And all the money, all the proceeds go to
All of the
Sierra.
Proceeds go to Sierra.
Great. You know, we appreciate what you do. Again, another, another organization that's helping people here in the North State. It is absolutely gratifying to hear what you do and what so many other people do.
Well, we appreciate your support. We're shooting Black Powder rifle, Black Powder shotgun. We're throwing hawk and knife today, Saturday, playing hawk poker. There's raffle prizes and fun shoots, so there'll be plenty of things to keep your interest in.
So it's going to be a full turkey shoot, John?
It'll be 13 targets,
mm-hmm.
And it'll be, like I say, metal silhouettes. We're not shooting live turkeys. A lot of people get excited when we say turkey shoot. They think we're shooting the birds. And there may be a season for them, but we're using...
This is not it, huh? Yeah. Okay. Hey, well, hey, thank you very much. We've got a hard break here, but that's tomorrow. It's for Sierra. Saturday, November 6th. Begins at 8. Dinner starts at 3. Thank you so much for your phone call.
Thank you for your support.
You bet. Carlin and the Bot, Free Fire Radio, KCNR, 1460. Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Good morning. It is 8:35 in the morning. 7:35, I think. If it was 8:35, I'd be in the heading for the door. But see, there's no my clock, my regular clock that I look at, has been hidden from me. temperature right now is 51 degrees. It's going to get up to 80 degrees today. It's going to be a beautiful day today, tomorrow, probably Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. However, it looks like Saturday night is going to be raining. And Sunday, 80% chance of rain. So get all those really neat things done before then. You can still go out, though, and participate out there with the mountain, with the black powder shooters for a fundraiser. There are still other fundraisers going that day that are indoors, so you can go out and do that. Linda is not here today. She's on assignment because her show, On the Spot with Linda Bott, tonight at 6 p.m., she's looking forward. She's got a regular theater, entertainment, music, and products that women like. So, I've listened to every show. I've been here for every show. I still don't understand some of the products that they use.
Nor do you wish to.
Yeah, nor do I wish to. Hey, we're joined in this segment by Mr. Chuck Auckland, who is the Assistant Public Works Director for the City of Reading. And we're going to be talking about the RABA Salute to Veterans, which is kicked off November 2nd. And personally, I hope it's going to be a huge success. The idea behind the Salute to the Veterans is that there's going to be money, from donations. They're going to be able to use these donations, all of which is 100% goes to the veterans. And then veterans will be able to get bus passes and be able to ride throughout the year.
Absolutely. We're really excited to find a way to help out our veterans here this month of November, which obviously has Veterans Day. And we're partnering with KCR-TV, with Rabobank, and, of course, KCNR Radio. And thank you to Carl and Linda for providing the service. But the big idea is to ask area businesses throughout this month of November to donate money that will in turn be used for bus tickets for veterans. So after November, we collect the money, figure out about how many we can give out, and then veterans will be able to come in and get free transportation.
Okay, now, tickets are going to be available at the Shasta County Veterans Office starting Tuesday, December 7th.
That's correct.
Mm-hmm. And so they're going to go December 7th and Thursday, December 9th. And now, do they come up and get all their tickets at one time, or is that how does that work?
They can come either day, and they come in and make sure they present their ID card or their DD-214, and Bob Dunlap down there at the Veterans Office will distribute the passes based on the number of donations that we got.
Okay, now, is this good for a year?
It depends on what they get. If they get a monthly pass, it could be good for a month, and if they get tickets, then they could be good for any time that they use them.
Oh, okay. Mm-hmm. Well, that's great. Now, how did we come up with this thing?
Well, we have our marketing consultant, Ilium and Associates, came up with this idea. Evelyn Peterson and Bob Prouda presented this idea to us, and we thought it was great. Personally, I'm a veteran as well, and I think this community really rallies around the veterans here, and we're glad to be part of that.
Well, you know, we got involved with this because the idea of this is the time of the year when it's going to start raining, it's going to start getting cold. Many people who are having having financial problems, and as we know, that's not getting any better around here, are using public transportation more. This is, I think, it's a simple way, but it's a very effective way to help veterans that maybe are a little bit down on their luck, that encourages them to use the public transportation, and it gives them a way of getting around town. So I think that this is, like I said, a simple but effective way to help our veterans that are in need.
Absolutely. I mean, there are many veterans out there that don't have access to a car or can't afford insurance, are disabled, that type of thing, that really this transportation provides a vital link for them to go to work, to go to the grocery store, to meet their basic needs. RABA provides over 650,000 rides a year, and that's really what it is for us, for those basic needs, for people to get around town that don't have any other means to do that.
650,000?
Yes, sir.
That's a pretty good, I didn't know it was that many. I would have never guessed that. Hey, we're going to take a quick break here. Calling Linda Bott. Linda, of course, isn't here, but my guest co-host, John Dixon. I'm sorry, John, I am just dominating here.
Carl, you're asking the questions that needed to be asked, and Chuck, I am also surprised at these numbers.
Yeah, the 650,000. That's we're going to come back, and we're going to talk some more about this. Carl and Linda Bott, Carl and Linda Bott and John Dixon, KCNR 1460, the home of Free Fire Media.
Mm-hmm.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Carl and DeBot, Linda's on the summit. My guest co-host today, John Dixon. You know John's voice. Good morning, John.
Over and over. Good morning.
Over and over. Hey, look, our phone lines here are 605-4567. We're streaming at KCNR 1460. You all are being pretty polite. John, Lod, start a fight.
We're working on that.
This portion of the show is brought to you by Tobacco and Brewed, 2143 Hilltop Drive. Finest walk-in humidor in the state. And now it's starting to get a little bit, I know it's 80 degrees, but next week is it going to start cooling off. Espresso Joe's where you go into. The girls know how to fix 30 types of coffee, 40 different ways. You're never going to run out of a different way to have coffee at Espresso Joe's there at Tobacco and Brew. And, of course, they have the great community room where so many things happen and there's so many people have gone and they had their meetings on. And you can just go in there, get your coffee, go in there, pull up your computer. They got free Wi-Fi.
And you know, Joe and Shelley are two of the finest people you're ever going to run into at Tobacco and Brew. Joe is definitely a candidate for Citizen of the Year. This man is concerned about the well-being of the citizens of Reading, of the United States, of the state itself, and he is putting his money where his mouth is. He makes that room available for all to come in and do what they have to do.
A veteran, and then Shelley, of course, is so supportive of our community, and you know, veterans. I can't say enough about them, you know, Tobacco and Brew. All right, our guest today, making our shift over.
Transition as it is.
Our segue. Chuck Auckland, who's the Assistant Public Works Director of Reading, but is heading up this RABA Ride for Veterans. And this is a fundraiser right now that's going. It started November 2nd. That businesses and individuals can give. And what this does is 100% of the funds are used to provide bus passes for veterans for as long as the money lasts. If it lasts a year, then they'll be able to get bus passes a year. You do over 650,000 rides a year, trips a year, is that correct?
Yeah, on our fixed route.
That's just a regular basis.
Yeah, we also have our Dial-A-Ride or demand response system that provides about 80,000 trips a year.
Now, tell us about that one.
That is our door-to-door ride service for the elderly who are unable to get to a bus stop. We pick them up right at their home and take them to where they want to go.
Ken, do you do that on an appointment basis?
Yeah, they call in, do an appointment. It's actually an application process. You have to verify that you have a physical or mental disability and have a doctor make sure they verify that, and then they're eligible to ride that system.
Now, is that for free?
No. It's a $3 a ride.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Now, would they come under that if they were a veteran? That doesn't count for the veterans then for that one. Okay.
Correct, yeah. It's just a fixed route system.
Just a fixed route.
Offering, okay. Yeah.
During the break, we were discussing how these situations can be funded. And corporate sponsors is one way that would be really good, is if they would agree to sponsor a certain number of veterans for a certain number a period of time. We'd like to encourage any and all sponsors out there, commercial and otherwise, that would like to do this, to contact Chuck Auckland, the Assistant Public Works Director, and you can call him at 530-245-7156.
Yeah, and actually, you know, we're trying to make this as easy as possible for people to give money and donate. And really the best way to do that is you can do it at two locations, either Rabo Bank, which is at 1335 Hilltop Drive, which is in front of Macy's, and that's where you can go in, write a check, deposit it right in the bank. Rabo Bank is keeping the account for this.
And they also
and they're a big sponsor, and they sponsor $2,500 as well in cash for this.
They're also in Anderson, too.
They are in Anderson as well at 5026 Ronda Road in Anderson. And then you can also pay by credit card through the Northern California Veterans Museum and Heritage Center. Rob Burrows down there at 378-2280. So you can call in, sit on your couch, and donate by credit card.
Well, you know, I think it's a great idea. You know, we're talking city bus service. We're talking about a way of getting people around, and that, you know, sometimes the veterans are down a little bit on their money, especially since there are a lot of more on fixed incomes, and the economy has taken such a dive. So this way, a corporation getting together or just a bunch of friends getting together. And you know what? Those dollars or $2 or $5, $10, whatever, adds up quick to be able to give give these veterans a chance to ride around town, especially with the weather being the way it is. It'd be great if we could get enough money, raise enough money here to take care of an entire year. Any other things on this one?
Well, just I mean, veterans really are a key integral part of our society, and certainly are here in Northern California, and they've given so much, and this community always steps up and gives back, and we're really, really hoping that the community does for this program, because you know, transportation really is a basic service of life. You really need it to get to where you're going, to get food, to get medical appointments, to go shopping, to see family and friends. And if you don't have a car, it's very difficult to do. And that way we have the public transportation system that can get these people around. And, you know, and unfortunately many of our aged veterans are on fixed incomes and don't have a lot of money or unable to drive for whatever reason. And this really provides a great service for them. And so we really, really want to thank KRCR-TV and Rabo Bank and KCNR for giving us this opportunity to give back to the veterans and provide that transportation. And really, really hoping to rally the community to bring this money in and make the donation so that we can get plenty of rides for our veterans.
Ken, just another suggestion. Veterans support veterans. And down at the Veterans Health Clinic, if you guys can hook up with them down there and put some sort of a visual there, they will make contact and go ahead with it.
Chuck, you know what? I can't say enough. You know, and I was approached by Evelyn. Evelyn's sitting out there, and she's in the background here. But she has been one of the prime movers on this, too. It was an honor for Linda and I to be asked to help with this. Okay, one more time. If you can go down, you can go down to Rabobank and Reading and in Anderson and just drop off your donations. Or if you want to use a in checks, money orders, you can bring in coins, I'm sure, as long as there's, you know, thousands of them. Or you can go to Rob Burrows at the Northern California Veterans Museum and Heritage Center. Give him a call at 378-2280. 378-2280. You can pay by credit card. Or go to RabaRide.com. RabaRide.com. And find out all these things that are going on. And tickets are going to be available once this thing begins. They're going to be available starting Tuesday, December 7th, at the Shasta County Veterans Office. And trust me, we're going to be talking about this a lot during this month. We're behind this 100%. We're really glad that we're able to partner up here with Rabo Bank. And, of course, you know, Rob Burrows and the Veterans Heritage Museum, KRCR-TV, and RABA. So, any last statement here?
Well, I just want to appreciate all your guys' time and thank our sponsors and really, again, ask the community to really rally for our veterans. It's a needed service, and they can go down to Rabo Bank at near Macy's and also at 5026 Ronda Road in Anderson. And give them a call, 378-2280, the Northern California Veterans Museum, so they can donate.
Okay. Well, thanks, you know, very much. This has been Chuck Auckland from the Assistant Public Works Director over there at the city of Reading.
Mm-hmm.
What was it? How's the morale over there?
You know, we're doing great over there. I'm in the Public Works Department and oversee the transportation piece, and you know, we're doing our best to serve this community.
Well, you know, one of these days we're going to, and you know, Linda and I are going to run down to the end of our street, and we're going to try and ride a bus to work.
Absolutely, get on that.
We're not even going to tell you when. So you know, so we want the blue bus. So, okay.
And we have you know, four brand new buses, and we're actually in the middle of replacing that whole fleet, and so over the next 4 to 5 years we'll have all brand new buses out there, and you know, they're washed every day, well maintained, comfortable, clean, and really a great way to get around town.
That's super. Okay.
Chuck Auckland, as a veteran, I want to say thank you for your efforts.
Thank you, sir.
It's wonderful.
And thank you for your service to our country, Chuck.
Thank you. Yeah,
All right. Hey, Carl Lindebot and John Dixon, we're gonna take a break here. KCNR 1460, the home of Free Fire Media. Welcome back to Free Fire Radio and KCNR 1460. Carl and Linda Bott. Linda is getting ready for her show tonight, so our guest co-host today, John Dixon. Good morning, John.
Good morning, and a beautiful morning it is out here, too. We're looking at another sunshiny day, and the weather is?
It's 51 degrees right now. It's going to go up to 80. This weekend looks like we're going to get some rain. Weather's always brought to you by Anselmo Vineyards. Friday, they're going to have Candice Lavolsi, probably the best harpist in this part of the world. And Saturday, of course, Rick Hill. will be up there playing his guitar, and what an outstanding job he does. It's a great place for dinner and music. You know, you eat and you just stay there and listen to the music, enjoy the fine atmosphere, and just have a good time with your friends. Okay, you know, there's so many things going on here, so I'm just going to start hitting a couple of them, and then when we get into the next hour, we're going to start talking a little more serious subjects like...
Carl, before you get started, can I ask you, do you think that this weather is an endorsement for the climate warming group and whether or not that we actually are going into climate warming?
Well, it's. I looked up on Mount Lassen and there was snow up there. So is it possible to warm this part of the atmosphere, or this part of the world, and it be cold in another spot 50 miles away? I don't think so.
I'm sure the multiple of climatologists in Shasta County are going to call in and tell us about it, though, don't you think?
Well, there's a lot of people that believe that global warming is caused by people and what we do. Other people have said that global warming is just a cycle that the world goes through, our Earth goes through thousands of years if you keep on going back. Is the Earth warming up right now? But I don't think they're using global warming now. I don't think that's the term. Isn't it?
Climate change.
It's not global warming. Is not that. That's a passé term. First of all, climate change now. Yeah.
I have noted, however, that there are no longer glaciers in the Yosemite Valley. So obviously, the climate change without the benefit of SUVs.
On the other hand, if you find a polar bear in your driveway waiting to hug you because you have a crossover vehicle, be aware that it's because of the ice floes melting.
Okay, on Monday, we don't have enough time, guys, to get started in this. We've only got 2 minutes. Let me make a couple announcements. When we get started in the next hour, though, I want to talk about things about Ding Dong, she's out of a job, Pelosi's finished as far as being the head of the House of Representatives. What's that mean for her? What about Obama? Has got to move toward the center, does he or not? And what about where are the Republicans going? What are they going to do after this huge, huge election victory that they had on Tuesday night, which, by the way, did not quite make it to California? I think it was all Democrats that were elected. We now have a Democrat as a governor, a Democrat-controlled assembly, and a Democrat-controlled Senate, and they now have the right to pass a budget with just one vote more than 50%. So... you know, California, you southern, you flatlanders, you've got your chance now. We're in deep trouble. So it's your chance to fix it. Jerry, you said you could fix it. So now you've got your people. And you know what? This is so much like when Obama had Congress and he had the House of Representatives and the Senate, all of them Democrat. You all did such a great job on fixing the country then. I still believe that unemployment's around 10%, and everybody knows it's much more than that. So, Jerry, you've got your team there. They said they're going to work with you. So what are you going to do without raising taxes? I don't know if you're going to do anything without raising taxes. So, my friends, I would just kind of stand by. If you've got trees in your yard, they're not going to be taxed. They may be fees on them for using up fresh air or for, you know, or not emitting enough oxygen in its transfer. Carl and Linda Bott, Free Fire Radio, KCNR 1460. Join us after these messages.
You're listening to KCNR, Shasta, Redding.
Fairly reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. It's Carl and Linda Bott, 8:05 November the 4th. We're getting into that season again. Linda's on assignment. We're getting ready for her show tonight. And our guest co-host is John Dixon. Good morning, John.
Good morning again, Carl.
Well, you know, some of the things that you're seeing here, you know, the huge things that happened on Tuesday. And the Republicans have vowed to roll back the Obama agenda. The Republicans picked up 60 House seats in the election. I think even went up to 65. I think this is maybe an older thing here. And they knocked Democratic Speaker Nancy Pelosi from power. Now, tell me that broke my heart.
I know it did, Carl, because you've always been enamored with that lady.
You know what? Nancy Pelosi is... the part is that yes, she has the power, but there's ways of wielding power. This thing about the jet going back and forth, and you know what? And Do they rate a jet plane? Yeah, probably. But do they rate a plane that's always on call? That means you've got crews there, you've got them ready to turn. That's, you know, I mean, millions of dollars are just wasted. And then they cancel flights at the last minute when they could have done it earlier. Just millions of dollars. So maybe now when she goes back and forth, she'll just ride first class on taxpayers' money instead of in her own jet. But the you know, President Obama called the result a shellacking and told a White House news conference that the solutions demanded by frustrated Americans would be hard to find. No, not really. They're there, Mr. President. Your agenda needs to be revisited. And as Harry Reid said, it needs to be tweaked a lot. And it really needs to be tweaked a lot, starting with your health care plan. It's going to cost us trillions of dollars that you lied about, essentially. You and your people lied about. But that needs to be done. That needs to be checked. This cap and trade, that needs to be stopped right now until we can get a real good look at it. Because right now, we are going to be paying astronomical amounts for energy right here in California, thanks to Governor Schwarzenegger. So, anyway, Boehner and Republican Senate Leader Mitch McConnell said the voters want them to roll back those initiatives passed by the Congressional Democrats. But it doesn't look like there's going to be a lot of room here for compromise, at least in the first year.
I agree, Carl. And, you know, the 65 seats and the taking over of the Congress is going to be a true Damoclean sword for the Republicans. They're either going to have to come through and do the things they've said they're going to do to stop the legislation that Obama's been pushing through, to change health care, and to do the things that they've said they're going to do, or they're going to lose the next election just as badly, because the public's tolerance and their patience have really come down to a zero point. If they can't come through with what they said they're going to do, there's going to be a real big mess.
Well, you know, it is. You know, the Republicans were in power before, and they spent like, you know, and I hate to use this term because it makes the sailors look bad, but, you know, and sailors and Marines on liberty for the first time after being at sea for 6 months. This was a Republican and a Democrat problem. And I, you know, frankly, you know, you call yourself a Republican, then you ought to be, you know, you ought to be ashamed of what they did as far as the way the spending went. We need to, what's wrong with our leaders and our elected representatives saying, actually saying these words? We're going to cut government growth and spending and the size of government by 10% over 4 years. Well, what's wrong with saying that? The size of the government and spending by 10% over the next 4 years. Let's go to Jim. Jim, good morning.
Hi, folks. How you guys doing?
Hey, we're doing fine, Jim.
You know, I was watching Obama and Reid, and I can just tell how much, you know, we took the wind out of Obama's sails, and how he was saying, you know, we really have to come together and work together now. And I'm thinking, well, wow, it's about time, buddy. You know, and it had to take this for this to happen, you know. But what I'm disappointed about is what happened in California.
Oh, yeah. You know, the tidal wave of change hit Donner's Pass and died of starvation.
Exactly. I mean, the night after the elections, I had this terrible dream. I had this dream that the Sacramento Capitol building was a circus tent, and it was ran by a guy named Scary Clown. But it was really Jerry Brown. And the sideshow, freak show, was ran by a guy named Rabid Gruesome, which was really Gavin Newsom. And when you walked into the circus, Barbara Boxer was at the ticket booth, and she just grabbed her wallet, took out all the money, and said, "We're still in charge of this circus," and laughed.
Sounds like a good news series there, Jim. You created one.
I just wanted to, and I'm glad Nancy Pelosi's out, too.
Yeah.
So.
Well, you know, she got reelected, so she can stay in. But it looks bad for her. They're saying is that even if she wanted to stay, like, as the minority leader, that she would face a lot of opposition for that. So she is just going back to being a congresswoman from the state of California. Well, not, you know, I don't know if it's the state of California. She's from the area of San Francisco.
Yeah.
So, well, you know what? Maybe it's us. You know, the way that everybody votes, maybe it's just that we're not part of the state of California up here in the North
exactly.
State. Yeah.
You know, Jim, you mentioned the fact that President Obama came on and suggested that now they could work together. They couldn't work together when there was a majority. I don't think they're going to work together now as a minority. I mentioned yesterday when I called in that Mama Grizzly up in Alaska said that we didn't send these Republicans and Tea Party members to Congress to work with the president. We sent them to stop the president. And
yeah, well, yeah, and like you guys were saying, too, the Republicans are going to have to show what they're made of, too. So
yeah, it's time for them to stand up.
If they don't, there's going to be a major backlash.
Yeah. Okay, Jim, thanks a lot for the phone. Oh, hey, we got to take a break. Calling the Bot Free Fire Radio. Our guest co-host today is John Dixon. This is KCNR 1460, the home of Free Fire Media. Welcome back to Free Fire Radio, KCNR 1460. It is 8:15 in the morning. Good morning. Our phone lines here are 605-4567 or go to KCNR1460.com and join us in the chat room. Linda's out on assignment today. Our guest co-host, John Dixon. Good morning, John.
Good morning and welcome back.
Well, the wrestling you hear here is, I'm going to give you all some, you know what, I just have to say it. Stateside races, statewide races. Jerry Brown beat Meg Whitman by about a million votes. Shasta County, Meg Whitman, of course, won. Gavin Newsom won by about a million votes over Abel Maldonado. Of course, Maldonado won here. Secretary of State, Deborah Bowen, Democrat. Controller, John Chang, Democrat. Treasurer, Bill Locklear, just killed Mimi Walters. And, however, lost here in Shasta County. Attorney General Kamala Harris, Democrat. Insurance Commissioner David Jones, Democrat. School Superintendent, doesn't say. U.S. Senate Barbara Boxer, 3,850,000 votes. Carly, 3,155,000. And in Shasta County, that the almost twice as many went for Carly Fiorina than they did for Boxer. Of course, Wally Herger, a Republican, won in our district with 56% of the vote. Doug LaMalfa and Jim Nielsen. And then, of course, in the Redding City Council, Rick Bassetti finished up with 18%. Patrick Henry Jones with 15%. And Francie Sullivan with 15%. Followed by Gary Cadd, Ken Murray, Sandra Spear, Steve Hobson, John Wright, Sue Se Chow, and Donald Kirk. Measure A, pension funding, yes, 64, no, 36. And Measure B, retiree health reform, yes, 70, no, 30. So it was a big day for the Democrats in the state.
It was a big day for the Democrats in the state, but even they are going to have to step back and look at the national picture and realize the, quote, shellacking that the Democratic Party took. And there are no majorities, even though the Senate's the United States Senate is held by the Democrats. Trying to get any legislation passed at this point is going to be very difficult. I don't know where we're going to go within the state, but I'm very concerned with where we're going to go locally here in the city. Our city council board, as I pointed out earlier, has virtually not changed, and it has been contentious and anything but accomplishing over the past 2 years. I don't know what we've got to look forward to, but we're going to have to figure some way for the city council to come together and do some work. We need some help right now. We need the city to get stronger.
Well, you know, the thing is that there's a 3-2. I mean, that's just the way it is. It's 3-2. And Missy, of course, is the swing vote.
She's a variable.
Yeah, and some things Missy, you know, Missy is an independent thinker. And, you know, people, you know, whatever you say, Missy is an independent thinker. She will, you'll say, oh, you know, this is, and I don't mean blown by the wind. It's just that Missy has, you know, what she believes in, and that she's gonna stand up for Turtle Bay.
Missy operates on her conscience.
Yeah, she operates like that. Anyway, but getting back to this is, we would like it all to be 5-0. It's not going to happen. It's probably going to be 3-2 on many votes. It may even be 4-1 on some of the votes. The bottom line is, and this is, and I know what Francie says is they're not binding. They aren't binding, the measures A and B. However, the vast majority of the people in our city, which she was hired to represent, have said this is what we believe is fair. Measures A and B. Now, how do you implement them? That's where negotiation is going to come in. This is where, it can't just be hammer. And I say this to Patrick and Rick Bassetti and Missy and Dick and soon to be Francie, is that, you know, it's got to be what's right for our citizens and for our employees of our city.
Who are also our citizens.
That's right. And they, too, pay taxes. I know it's, you know, they may not pay into their retirement, but they also pay taxes. They are also members of our community. As they've said, they are the softball coaches. Those are the deacons in your church. Those are the ones that are working in the hospital. Those are your neighbors. So we have got to find a way. We, being the city council, is, yes, there have to be changes, but let's some changes perhaps with dignity and changes where that it's not a slam dunk that's going to cause a bigger division than was in our city.
This would be a good point, a good time for the city council, city staff, to get together and try to work out some positive programs to assist in the transition that's going to have to take place for these wages that are going to be reduced and for the benefits that are going to be reduced. And I'm not just talking a generality here. They can go to the Human Resources Department of the city that doesn't have a whole lot of activity right at the moment and have them start researching how they can go about assisting the employees in making the transitions, the economic transitions they're going to have to make when these contracts are renegotiated, how they can rearrange their mortgages so that the payments can be made without putting them into a bankrupt state also, because when you start taking 10% of contractual employees' monies away, you wind up in a situation where they can't pay their bills and where they become much less effective as employees. Our human resources, the city human resources department, can help them out in this. And I'm not just talking about with money. They can help negotiate new mortgages. They can help negotiate new positions on credit cards and loans. This can be made a transition ahead of time. Be proactive instead of just waiting for this thing to collapse.
Yes, there's got to be ways that it can make so it does, so the impact is less. But there's going to be people out there that say nobody helped me. But that is probably the wrong attitude to have. You know, it should be something is that okay, this is what's going to happen. We're going to be making cuts. This is how we're going to accomplish it. And the thing is we want to keep as many qualified people on. Now there's going to be some people say, oh, you can't do this. I'm just going to leave. Well, then I hope that you, I wish you good luck in finding a new job in that. Now, this, we're going to ride this out, and we can ride this out as a community, or we can just continue to have a fist fight and say, I'm going to fight them until the next election in next year? Is it next year the next election is, or is it going to be in 2 years when Missy and Dick Dickerson, they're coming up for reelection? Anyway, we're going to have to take a break here. This is Carl and Linda Botten on Free Fire Radio. Our guest co-host is John Dixon. This is KCNR 1460, the home of Free Fire Media. Back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460, the home of Free Fire Media. Phone lines here are 605-4567 or chat with us at KCNR1460.com. Carl Linda Bot. Linda's on assignment. Our guest co-host is John Dixon, and we've got somebody on the line. Bill, good morning.
Good morning. Long-time listener, first-time caller.
Oh, good morning, Bill.
Did I just understand Mr. Dixon to say that the city should help city employees find help them renegotiate their loans for their houses.
Bill?
I'm not sure if I understood him to say that, but that's what it sounded like you said. And if so, should he also be helping, should the city council also be helping or the city staff also be helping people in private industry whose businesses are down 25% to 40%.
Bill,
and I'll take your that's my question, and I'll go off the air.
Thank you, Bill, for calling. Thanks for listening. Oh, John,
it sounds like I stirred up something there, didn't it? Well, Bill, let me tell you what I'm really talking about here. I'm talking about an employer who has employees that are going to have wage reductions impressed upon them due to negotiations, being assisted in whatever way human resources can in making that transition from having one set income to a reduced set income. They negotiated their loans and everything else in all good intent with the contracts that were in place at the time. Now they're not going to have that money, and I'm just saying that we have a resource available through the city, which is human resources, to assist these employees of ours in making that transition a little easier. And if it takes some help, and I'm not talking necessarily economic help, but negotiating help with lenders in helping these people refinance and do whatever is necessary to absorb the loss they're going to take, then I'm all for it.
Well, I can tell you right now there's people out there that are saying, okay, I mean, that's really nice. However, you know, when I lost my job or when my money was reduced, you know, out in the, on the outside by 35 or 40%, and I tried to get the banks to work with me, they refused to do it. You know, I mean, I know people like that, and if we, but you know, what you're saying essentially is, hey, look, if we've got the ability to do it, you know, we're cutting back on their wages. If we can get the city to say, take a look at their giving these guys breaks. Well, I understand that, but the you know, I don't think we're talking about a, you know, a massive cut here in the first 6 months of this year. I think it's going to be something that you're going to see it takes place over, you know, a number of years.
And I agree with that. I'm just
you know, yeah, if you can help, yeah. You know what?
Why
if
not?
That's, why not? If it doesn't cost more money or put us more in the hole, then why not?
My exact feeling.
Okay. We've got a couple minutes here to the break. One of the things I wanted to talk about are a number of things that are happening here. And as we go out into this break, on Monday at Tobacco and Brew on November 8th, there's going to be a seminar led by Gary Douglas from the AmVets. He's going to be talking about discussing and filing your claims. He's going to be there on the 8th, the 9th, and the 10th from 9 a.m. till 12 p.m. and from 1 p.m. till 5 p.m. To make an appointment, call or please, you can just show up or call, and call 549-3248, 549-3248. Ask for Greg Raffa, and he'll set you up an appointment. But this Gary comes in. He's going to be on the show Monday, and we're going to be talking about the things he's going to do with AmVets and talking to people. Again, Tobacco and Brew, 2139 Hilltop Drive, and at their meeting place there, at their community room. They're going to be talking, discussing, and filing your claims. They'll be here for 3 days. You know, also, there's a lot of things happening. You know, we talked about already this weekend things are happening, but also this coming week, Veterans Day, next Thursday at IGO. They're going to have a beautiful ceremony. They're going to have a walk through the new memorial building out there that's been, it'll be open for people to peruse, the one that Senator Maurice Johannesson, you know, bankrolled and pushed through. And now we've got a chapel out there, I'm sorry, memorial building. They're going to have a flyover during the ceremony. They're going to have a number of guest speakers, including the Pledge of Allegiance led by Major James Taylor, a Medal of Honor recipient. And if you haven't met Jim Taylor, he is a great guy. It's going to be a good day out there. And of course, and next Wednesday, November 10th, the Marine Corps birthday. So that evening, do not try to call me. The next morning on Veterans Day, we will be in here because we want to salute our veterans. Probably everything will be turned down. I want the lights turned down that day. Bad Bob. So. Okay, when we come back, we want to continue talking about what's going on in our city, what are some of the other things that we see happening in the country, and the ones that impact on us directly. Carl Lindabott and co-guest host John Dixon. Join us after the news. on KCNR 1460, the home of Free Fire Media. Good morning. It's Carl Bott. Linda's on assignment. Our guest co-host is John Dixon. Good morning there, John.
Good morning.
Hey, it's 51 degrees. It's going to be a great day today, about 80 degrees. Tomorrow should be good. Friday, and it's going to start getting some rain this weekend, Saturday night. It looks like Sunday, 80% chance for showers. But today, tomorrow, and, well, today is Thursday, and tomorrow should be fine.
That's what happens.
Well, you know what? When you go out every day, it's kind of like, oh, these things kind of run into each other. Only four more working days till Monday. Hey, this portion of the show is brought to you by my favorite barbershop, Cypress Square Barbershop, right off Athens Avenue, D.C. Tim and the Man in Black. Great haircuts, great prices, and if you're a veteran, you get a discount. That's right. If you're a veteran, you get a discount. Not only that, but you will not get, you know, stuff sprayed into your hair. You won't have somebody asking about your nails. They don't really care. What they'll do is give you a great haircut. You won't see Oprah or Dr. Phil on that TV set that's in there. There's heads on the wall. There's all types of great things when you walk in, magazines. And the conversation is great. That Cypress Square Barbershop, man's last stronghold. That's right off Athens Avenue. Right. Go down there. I'm going to get a haircut there today or tomorrow.
What'd you guys say? You loaded up the phones all of a sudden.
Well, you know, okay. Oh, I see we're going to come back with. Okay. Now, before we get into the comments, one thing. I saw a commercial last night or the night before last. Two cars, they pull up. It's a SUV. I think it's at a Highlander, whoever makes Highlanders. In it is a couple and their son in the back seat. Next to them is a smaller car. And the kid in the back seat looks over at the kid in the back seat of the other car. He looks very sad, the kid in the other car. They roll down their windows. He goes, what's going on? And he says, they've been doing this for an hour. And he pans up to the front. The parents in the smaller car, they're singing, you know, this old man, he did, you know, but they're singing. And the kid in the back seat's going, they've been doing this for an hour. And so the kid in the Highlander, and I think that's what it is, he looks at him, he goes, oh, dude, sorry. And he turns around and he points up, and they've got the little DVD player in the back seat. He puts on his little headphones, and as they drive away, he looks at the camera and says something like, just because they're parents doesn't mean that they have to be so lame. I am so enraged about that commercial. Here you have two parents that are singing and trying to interact with their kid. And the other kid who is looking at a DVD, got his head plugged in, oh, this is the way it should be. My friends, right now, our kids are talking in shorter sentences. Go talk to the teachers, people that are studying this. They're so used to texting and using abbreviations. And here it is, parents that are trying to, respond and play with their kids by using a non-electrical way are lame. No, I tell you who's lame. Highlander is lame. The people who made the commercial are lame because it says plug your kid in and forget about them. What is right about that? That just ticks me off. I know. Well, Bob just put his hand over to the dump button. Okay.
Your rage is justified.
Well, no, it is.
No, it is.
It is. That isn't, I mean, that's what's wrong. We're not talking to our kids, and they call the parents lame?
I do a family show. Time is turning on the television set and sitting down with your kids instead of sitting down and having a conversation with them, playing a board game or doing something interactive.
Carl, I do a tech show, and I think we're over-connected. In fact, a study was done where they had some college students. They asked them to turn off their smartphones for a week. The withdrawal symptoms were not unlike those attributed to heroin use. It was amazing.
Palpitations, high blood pressure, anxiety. What Bob is talking about it was phenomenal.
Yeah. You know what? This is, you know, that is what's, you know, if you want to start talking about what's going on in society, that commercial is a perfect microcosm.
Oh, yeah.
Let's plug in and drop out. In the 60s, it was, what was it? Leary said, tune in, get high, drop out, or something like that. Here we're using putting the kids in the back seat, letting them look at the DVD so we don't have to actually talk to them in case something's going on. Just hypnotize the little fellers.
Many of these tech devices are like a drug.
Yeah. Okay, hey, let's go to the phones. Jim.
Good morning.
Hey, thanks, Jim, for your call. I'm sorry, I just got off on the commercial part there. So.
Yeah, that's good. Hey, on the global warming here, I was going through my all-hands, some of my Navy stuff here.
Yeah.
And I have this all-hands magazine. And back in 53, the Navy ran icebreakers up through the Arctic up there to keep the they're trying to keep the Northwest Passage open.
Right.
And because there was no ice up there, well, there was ice up there, but there wasn't heavy ice up there, and they thought they could keep it open. In, I think it was 62 or 3, they had an icebreaker got trapped in there, and it killed some guys. And since then, they stopped doing it because the ice got so heavy up there. And then they kept saying the ice was going to be all the way down to New York City if it kept growing like it was growing. And now they're saying it's going to be, so it's a global, it's global, it's not man-made. Because back in the 30s, they had the Northwest Passage, they kept it open, and they were running ships through there. And so there shows you that they didn't have much ice back there then, so... it's just a global thing go around. And if you go over to Susanville at the Forest Service over there, they got a tree stump over there that is 2,000 years old, and they have the thing marked out where you have drought seasons, rainy seasons, and snow, you know, very bad. And on that stump, you can see it. It goes back for 2,000 years. So this is a global thing. It's nothing man-made.
Well, you know, there is climate change going on. The question is how much is man playing in this? You know, I think we probably do. I think there's, but how big a thing is it? Like less than 1%? Is it? Did the volcano? Remember the volcano erupted a few months ago?
That's not man-made.
Yeah, that's not man-made, and they say it put more pollution in the air and did more than any of our industries have for a century. But
Mount Pinatubo dropped the worldwide temperature by a full half degree for the better part of a year.
That's right. Well, and then when Mount St. Helens went off, it moved I don't know how many tons of dirt out into the eastern part of the United States of dirt, and they did that in about 2 minutes, 3 minutes. It went out through there, and without a permit.
Okay, Jim, thanks a lot for your call. We got to take a break here. Hey, Don, we're going to get to you right after we take these breaks. We have to get back on time here. This is Carl Linda Bott, guest co-host John Dixon. Join us after these messages. Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460, Carl and Linda Bott. It's 8:44 in the morning. Our guest co-host is John Dixon. Dan, thanks for waiting.
Good morning, sir.
Good morning, Daniel.
How are you?
Well, you know, Daniel, we're doing great. You know, we've got a couple more things we want to talk about here, but what do you got?
Well, you know, I called you yesterday. It was a little bit late, but I just wanted to point out the fact that we brought in a Jerry and brought out a Jerry here on the vote yesterday, or the day before.
Brought in a Jerry? And took out.
Yeah, well, we got us a Jerry Brown, but we fired us a gerrymandering.
Oh, okay, that was good. You know, that's right. You know, thank goodness we've got. You know, people say, "Oh, a commission's going to do it." Here's my question: who's going to be on the commission? But here's what I'd really like to see: is some fairness in the districts. And, you know, and I don't know if people really realize how huge this is. Republicans took over a lot of the state houses in the United States. It's during this time, because all the districts have to be redrawn during the next 2 or 3 years, and so in a lot of places it's the legislators that do it. In California, due to what's happened in the past, it's going to be this commission that's doing it. So perhaps we can actually have some fair districts, and maybe there'll be some switches in the representation in California.
Well, we can only hope. You know, historically, you know, since I grew up in the state, you know, we've watched it over the years, and there's been a lot of districts for years and years and years that have been well protected.
Yeah. Well, let's hope that changes. Hey, Dan.
Anyway, that's all I was calling about.
Well, thanks a lot, Dan. Thanks for your comments.
Have a good day.
You bet. Hey, you know, one of the things I want to talk about is Joshua Munz. You know, yesterday, you know, we talked about it. We've been talking about it for a couple of days, about a fundraiser out at Anderson River Park, and, I got out there yesterday. And this was to raise funds for Joshua Munz, a bench in remembrance of this young man. Marine that spent a couple of tours in Iraq, came back, joined the company as a contractor, went over there, was betrayed, was killed over there in Iraq, came home. He had a huge funeral in right here in Reading. So they wanted to make a try to get funds or raise funds for this bench out at the city park, and they did. They made their goal yesterday to be able to put that bench up and have it on there by January, so on his birthday. So I'd like to just say congratulations to Jeff Nelson and Kim Chamberlain. Kim, thank you so much for everything you do. You're such a great person. You support the veterans. You support this community in so many ways. And Jeff and the Patriot Guard Riders, y'all are out there. Now, I tell you, there's a lot of people out there yesterday, many of our listeners. Thank you so much for coming up and the kind words for Linda and I. Doug LaMoffa was there, Les Baugh, Chris Young. Many of the people from the area came out for that barbecue yesterday. It was great. The food was great. But anyway, congratulations again to our people here in Reading for doing that, for being able to support something like this. You know, there's a lot of things are going to be happening here in the next couple of weeks. We're going to be trying to keep track of them. I know that they're going to have that the West Valley Volunteer Fire Company is going to be in here to talk about it tomorrow. But they're going to be having an annual chili feed and auction on Saturday, November 6th there in Cottonwood. And donations are $5 for adults and children under 3 are free. It's to raise money for training and equipment for the West Valley Volunteer Fire Company. Next week, Hilltop Estates Retirement Community. On the second Tuesday of every month, I think that's next Tuesday, from 11 a.m. to 12 p.m., they go to Hilltop Estates, and they have a free lunch special of tri-tip sandwiches to the first 50 veterans and surviving spouses, meet and greet. Just have to do is give them a call at 241-4444. You know, Dal and Corina, our Needhammer, are just really supporters of veterans. They pride themselves at Hilltop Estates on our veterans, helping to take care of our veterans. And then tomorrow at Classic Cafe, I just love these girls there. They're going to have their dinner Friday, November 5th. They're going to have everything from catfish and homemade hush puppies to Yankee pot roast to hand-cut New York steak and with dessert. They're great people. They're, you know, if you have never been into the Classic Cafe at 2427 Athens Avenue, you have missed you've missed a good time. They've got the whole walls. It looks like a veterans museum in there. You two are laughing here about the on the chat room. What's going on, John?
We're discussing the culinary possibilities of Reading, which are for a town of this size disturbingly small.
Well, you know, there's only one. You know what? I'd like to see now. Maybe parts of them have a. How about a Greek restaurant? Like Greek, something like that.
Absolutely. Yeah. The point was made, Carl, that if the person who commented had your money, they would be able to go and eat anywhere they wanted to, whenever they wanted to. That's kind of what had us chuckling.
Oh, it's got me chuckling, too. If I had the money I have, I'd borrow $5 from Bob just to get a cup of coffee.
Now you know why we were laughing.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah. Hey, look, we got to take a break here. When we come back, we're going to finish up this show, this segment, and talk about tomorrow, talk about a couple of the things that are going on. You know what? It's been a week of change, my friends. A week of change. And we just need to see what's going to happen. Carl and Linda Bott, Free Fire Radio, KCNR 1460, home of Free Fire Media.
I won't back down. You can stand me up at the gates of
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Carl Linda Bott. Linda's on assignment today, getting ready for the show tonight at 6 p.m. on the spot with Linda Bott. Our guest co-host is John Dixon. Hi, Johnny.
Hi, Carl. Nice dance step.
Yeah, you like that. You know, it's one of the reasons we don't have TV in here. I bust a couple of steps. Hey, this portion of the show brought to you by BNT Satellite. Out on Airport Road, Doug Tooley does a great job taking care of Dish Satellite. He'll put it in quickly. Guarantees his work. It's shop local, stay local. He's been in the business 15 years, except when he was with the 82nd Airborne. His phone number is 244-1988. Give Doug a call. Now, one of the things that did pass, or that did fail on the propositions was Proposition 19. Proposition 19 failed big time in California. However, in Shasta County, the results was for the legalization of marijuana. The state results were 53% against it. Shasta County, yes, by 61% to 39% saying no. John, why do you think that was?
Well, I think the fact that we do have a large number of marijuana dispensaries, and as a consequence, the people with the recommendations to grow felt that if it was completely legalized, they'd have a greater market for their product, for one thing, rather than just selling it to the co-ops. And there are an enormous amount of growers here in the county. I'm telling you, every other house, it seems like.
Yeah, that's, I agree with you. I'm hearing this from people that are in the middle of Anderson. I mean, they live in a neighborhood in Anderson. I mean, downtown Anderson. And this person told me that she came back from, I don't know, from vacation. She was gone for 5 or 6 days. And she sees her friend that's there. She says, wow, I thought the skunk season was over. And she goes, honey, that ain't skunk. That's weed.
Well, when school officials are growing it, and openly presenting themselves as growing it, as in the front page of the Record Searchlight.
Yeah.
It's really pretty phenomenal.
Yeah, here's the thing about it is again, we go back to every other, I shouldn't say that, every other house. I'm smelling skunk too. And I'm thinking, because Elk Killer got into a fight with a skunk a few weeks ago, as everybody knows, and if you wonder how to get skunk smell out, just send me an email, we'll tell you. But now I'm smelling it. I'm thinking, is there skunks out here, or is there, because I go out differently at night if I think there's skunks out there. But I'm thinking, well, who's growing it? I know it's not on either side of me, but maybe it's down the street or something.
Well, it used to be rural, but it's not rural anymore.
No.
It's growing right here in the city. People are growing it in flower boxes in front of their house practically.
Well, here's the thing is this. At what point does that start to impinge on my freedoms if I've got somebody growing, 30 plants next door to me, and the smell. Do I have anything to say about it? Can I complain? What can they do? I don't think the city can do anything about it, can they?
I think it starts about the time somebody's driving so loaded they forget where the brake pedal is.
Well, I understand if you plant male marijuana that it cross pollinates with the good stuff. And it kind of kills off the.
I'm not an authority on this, but if you have what I understand is these clones that are going to be sold in the marijuana stores are virtually sexless. They're not affected one way or the other. They don't have a determinant sex.
Why are we even talking about this? Except for the fact is that Proposition
19
passed
right.
In Shasta County. Okay,
and isn't that a fascinating point that the county that's considered to be, excuse me, but extremely right wing, almost redneck up here, passed something that is so totally contrary
to
that analysis.
But it's also a very independent group of people up here.
True.
A very independent group of people. And I know a number of veterans that are just as conservative as you could possibly think. Yet it's a freedom, it's a personal freedom, the personal freedom to use marijuana. Now, it's a strange thing. The medicinal marijuana, I understand. I think, first of all, it's a joke because so many people abuse it. I do know people that do use it, though, and it works for them, and that's fine. Personal freedom to put things in your body, as long as it doesn't impact on me or that I have to take care of. A lifestyle choice I will never support. If somebody is, as something's happened to them and they need some assistance, but they're working and working and working and working, a helping hand up, not out. A lifestyle choice, go out and just lay in the street. I don't care.
And you have always supported that position, Carl.
I haven't changed that.
I have come out in various stances about homosexuality and whatnot, and yours has been a live and let live concept all the way along, as long as it didn't affect you personally. And I think that the same thing is true with the marijuana issue in you.
Yeah, it's the type of thing so much personal freedoms mean so much to me. And to people I know, it's that get the government out of my business. If it's something that I have to support, a nanny state, I don't want it. I go back again to that daggone Highlander commercial. Tune your children out. That's what society. Do I just tune out? Do I just put those earbuds in and just kind of look at my little iPod? My eight-year-old granddaughter is my daughter's getting her an iPod. And I said, honey, what's the purpose of this? Well, you know, blah, 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 blah. And she said, but I'm not getting her a phone. You're not getting her a phone? I said, for how long? She said, oh, no, she's going to have to be, 13 before she gets a phone. And I'm looking at her. I was telling the story yesterday, and somebody said, oh, my granddaughter is 5 and has a phone, or 8 and has a phone. And I'm looking at them. For what? So they can text me. Hey. John Dixon, thank you so much for being here with us.
Totally
today.
A pleasure, Carl. I had fun, and I hope that things turn out well in regards to this business. I have a grandson with an iPod, yeah. i4, and I can't believe it. He's got a better phone than I do.
Yeah. Carl Lindebaugh, Free Fire Radio. Hey, listen to Linda tonight, 6 p.m., on the spot with Lindebaugh. Just remember, it's the good guys against the bad guys. Which are you?
You've been listening to KCNR Shasta Redding.